Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Matt Tucker BLS. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a beautiful day here in Kansas City. The smell of burnt grass in the air. Everybody getting ready for their harvest. And are you getting ready for your harvest? Now, the first quarter is almost over. Are you living the life that you want to live? Have you given up on your dreams? Have you given up on your goals? Those are some of the things that I want to talk to you today. But, oh, wait, I forgot the introduction. Everybody, welcome to Matt and Tiger BLS. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt, and unfortunately, Tiger is not with me today. He is the father, a new father, as of Wednesday. So please find him on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Tiger Taylor, or MMA Jocket, and wish him congratulations on being a father for the third time. So, today, we're going to talk about Elliott Pulse. And I was doing a little research on him today and what he thought about every Friday we do a top 10. Well, I came up with six of his, and I would really like to entertain you and tell you about his top 10, and let's discuss and let's dissect his top 10. So, his number one is to feel life. To get out and experience life. Don't be afraid. If it's raining, go out into the rain. If it's snowing, enjoy the snow. If the sun is shining, enjoy the sun. Enjoy life. Get out and experience life. Don't be afraid of life. Like here on this beautiful Friday, here in Kansas City, I'm heading home right now. I got a 30-minute drive home. So right when I get home, I'm going to pick up my dogs, and we're going to go out for a long walk, as I do every night. And I'm going to experience life. I'm going to enjoy the sunset, enjoy the nice weather, enjoy the breeze. It's going to be so wonderful when I get home. Now, number two, become the strongest version of yourself. And with that, to me, it's simple. He says that in number two, it says, become the strongest version of yourself. Read. Study. Do. Help others. Just become the best version of yourself. If you want to dress, find somebody that will teach you. Study it. If you want to learn about accounting, see if you can do an internship or pick up a few books. Become the best version of yourself. Number three, as we've talked about this many, many times, dominate one thing. So the question I ask you, what is the one thing that you can dominate? Is it health, sales, is it marketing, is it self-development, is it entrepreneurship? Now, one principle that comes to mind is the Braley principle. Now, basically what that principle is, you just focus on that one thing. And you put everything you have into that one thing, and then everything else will follow. I use an analogy, Google. I call it the Google principle, because Google focused on one thing, search engine, and then they started to dabble in many other things. If you take that, they focused on one thing with the search engine compared to Yahoo that has many things. Google is so much more successful in that area. So just focus on your one thing, and everything will eventually fall into place. Now, the fourth thing is to take the road that is less traveled. Do the thing that you fear the most. That's what I think. And with that fear, it will move out of your way. Now, Tiger always asks the question that he learned from Navy Fox, what is on the other side of fear? There's absolutely nothing on the other side of fear besides success. Success is our main thing that we're looking for, personal success, business success, helping others reach success. That is on the other side of fear. So, go off the beaten path. Get off of that path. Try your own thing. Don't try to be the next Ty Lopez, the Gary Vaynerchuk. Yeah, I take a little bit from each one to become your own person. You can learn from them, but become your own. Be your own person. You were gifted, many talents and special gifts for you. Now, utilize them. Only you can do it. Only you can write that poem. Only you can produce that show. Only you can make that music. Only you have the special ability to coach others or run their own business. These talents, these gifts were given to you. Only you can bring them life. So do that. And the way I see it about fear is sometimes the very thing that we fear the most is what we are meant to do. So number five, embrace failure. Now, Eliot talks about failure is the soil of success. Okay? So success is a seed, but failure is soil, and we need that to grow. Gary Vaynerchuk, or Gary V, he talks to the media marketing guru, says he loves to fail. He loves screwing up things because he learns from those moments. He loves getting knocked down in the dirt. That's what he says. I love failing. Failing is my number top thing that I really enjoy doing because I learn so much from that. So, failure is the soil of success. And our goals, our talent are the seed. And if we need to nourish them, we need to have the right soil, we need to have the sun, we need to have the right water, we need to be in the right temperature, aka temperature at the right pressure, then we will grow. If we have all those put together, we will grow. Now we can't grow unless we nurture our talent and our gifts. Number six, become a warrior. Eliot talks about there are three different kinds of people. A warrior, someone that is addicted to love, well, aka a lover, that's what I call it. And what he talks about being a lover is someone that is so passionate about many, many things. Oh, I want to be this, I want to be that, I'm so passionate about this, oh, I'm so passionate about that, let me try that, let me do this, let me do that. Well, with that, you get so distracted, and that will remove the brave principle or the Google principle that only doing one thing will make you successful and everything else will fall into line. And then I can't remember exactly, where they're always reading too much, they're always doing this, they're always doing that. And I fall into that category. I used to fall in that category all the time. Is that I would read, study, read some more, and study a little bit more, and take the classes, and do this, and do that. But I never did take action until Tiger told me, he's like, you know what, words are words until you put them into action. Books are just books until you put them into action. So I learned from that. I felt like I had to learn and learn and learn before I could do it. No. Just try, and then you can do it. Just try, and you can do it. Learn a little bit, then try a little bit. And I think if you learn from failure, I think that's the quickest way than sometimes reading a book, because then you get that experience. Because I learned by doing or watching. That's what I learned by reading. I wasn't so hot, but now I'm pretty good. I can read a book a week or every other day if I put my mind to it. Lately, I've been slacking off. I think it's because I was on vacation. I came back to work and I'm trying to catch up, so I really need to get back into that. But he's absolutely right with this theory that you need to become a warrior. You need to take action, whatever you want. Just literally, as I say, grab life by the balls and take it any which way you want. So, and this last one is entertain positive thoughts. We talk about this all the time. Think positive, become positive. Put positive thoughts out there. Say positive quotes to yourself underneath your breath. Whatever you think you become, Napoleon Hill. Think or grow rich. We need to have those positive thoughts. We need to think positive. We need to put those positive thoughts out there. And whatever we put out there, we attract. We become. And those are brought back to us. So those are just seven steps that will guarantee you. Well, he says that will guarantee you success. Try them out. Let me know what you think. And ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have for you today. as I drive home, and I'm going to roll my windows down and enjoy this beautiful weather. But please take the time to find us on iTunes, Instagram, and Facebook. Like us, dislike us, review us. I would really like some feedback. So if it's negative, positive, that's great. Let me know. As for me, I'm Matt, the best dresser in the Midwest, and the father of three. My three different mothers. Just kidding. Dr. Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening and a wonderful weekend. God bless.